Thanks for listening to Last Call Confessions. This podcast is intended for adult audiences, and there may be language or references that some listeners may find disturbing. Guest views are their own and not necessarily reflective of the Last Call Confessions team. Discretion is advised.
So today we are joined by the lovely Kiana Hasenbuller.
Hasenbuller. But it's good. It's actually a hard last name. So I'm impressed. It's 11 letters. It's madness. I'm pretty impressed. That's good.
I'm shocked I even spelled it. Sorry, I was like, what the?
You did a good job spelling it. And I will give you props. It was a pretty good pronunciation. So thank you. But hello. Lauren Cerenko. Heard of her?
No one has.
Austin Rieger. Heard of him?
Everyone has.
How you doing?
So Kiana, wherever you go, you are basically the life of the party. I think everyone knows that. You're known to dance around with or without music, always full of jokes, and have been around the industry scene. So today we want to hear about all the parties and learn more about you. So why don't we start off with a quick game of rapid fire?
Okay.
Which is like, would you rather?
Oh, great. Okay, good. Let's do it. Yeah.
No. We'll go easy. So would you rather go about your normal day naked or be asleep for a year?
Oh, be naked completely. Do you know how much better it would be walking through everything? There'd be nothing in my way. It would be a lot quicker. I'd be more aerodynamic too, depending
on. I'm kind of naked right now.
Okay, well, Jesus. It's quarantine, baby.
Don't have the quarantine body, so good for you. See your other half in a porno or your parents?
My other half, like my partner?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Or your parents.
I'm like, is that weird to say I'd get off to my parents? Probably. So I'm going to probably pick my partner, depending on who it is.
Wait, you get off?
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, no, you know what? I wouldn't. I'm gonna switch my answer to definitely my partner. I feel like it'd be kind of like a cool, you know? Anyways, great. Next question.
Have someone shit on you or you shit on them?
Oh, I would. Kate, you know what? I actually made a survey the other day for people that I had hooked up with. And I said at the bottom, and I said, what's one thing you'd let me do to you? And one of the questions was, amongst others, was let me shit on you. And you'd be surprised a few people had picked that one. So definitely.
You sent out a survey to all the people that you've hooked up with?
I was in quarantine. Not all the people, but just like a few of them. And I was just like my friends. And it was kind of funny. And it had multiple questions on it. And one of the ones was things that you'd let me do to you. And one of the responses was, let me shit on you. So for that one, let me shit on you is my check.
Question. Oh, you don't want to be shot on.
No, you know what? No, I want to be.
I'm stuck on this survey. Was it like a thing for you to learn what you could do better? Like, I'm just.
It was like 1 out of 10. How is the bang? 1 out of 10. Like,
you want a review.
And then it was like, what could I improve on?
Yeah, you legit sent out like a customer survey of the vagina.
I'm like, do you ever think about us banging and use it for your spank bank or like,
spank
you know,
bank?
Yeah, for like the jerk off session.
You don't know what a spank bank is, Lauren?
I don't know.
You don't have a spank bank? Well,
you know, it's like a bank of memories for you to spank it to.
Spank your wank. Oh my God. Okay. Anyways, yeah.
What else is on the survey?
I mean, I could probably bring it. There's just things. Would you let me meet your parents? How is the gorilla grip?
The gorilla grip.
You know, like how tight it was. Would you do it again? Do you daydream about it? How long do you think you'll last based on previous numbers from last time? 34 seconds, 12 seconds. Well, you came with an over the pants peen rub, 58 seconds, 25 minutes, which is not very common.
You think I lost of 25 minutes? Or do people lie?
People lie. That's why I have second options on here. And then like I came with an over the pants peen rub because that's generally how things go. I'm honestly pumping my tires. I'm like sitting here. I'm like, I'm so sick. And I'm like the lamest fucking broad ever. It's not. No.
Anyway. Hey, I totally took us off track with the sex survey. But yeah, Lauren, you can keep going on your rapid fire.
Well, Hawaiian pepperoni.
Oh my God, Hawaiian, 11 times out of 10. People say I'm a serial killer for it, but I love it.
So tequila or whiskey?
Tequila, yummy.
Describe the perfect kiss in 3 words.
The perfect kiss?
The perfect kiss.
probably if my face isn't like a slip and slide after, that will probably be number one. So, 3 words. Three words?
Three words.
Semi-wet. I don't know.
You say
dry? Moist? Okay, no. Dry.
Soft.
Dry, soft, aggressive, passionate. That's four.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Aggressive.
Like in a mix between aggressive and passionate. I don't know. Ooh, that's a weird one.
Oh, give up sex or the internet for the rest of your life.
Give up sex or internet?
Yeah, which one? You love both.
I mean,
that's a tough question for her, I think.
The internet is tough because you can get sex on the internet.
Yeah, honestly, no. Sex
I'd rather have sex because I'd rather like an intimate person, a personal relationship, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather that because I could entertain myself with my partner, but I would get bored of
the internet. Because you can only watch other people.
Totally. Today. Yeah.
Yeah. Do it in a public place or your parents' house?
I mean, both. Depends. Yeah. Depends the public place. Elementary school, probably not. Like a cool like.
If you had park to pay, though.
Okay. Am I my parents' home?
Yeah.
Oh, public place.
I mean, high school. You probably. I did. I don't know.
When they weren't home.
Oh.
That'd be spooky. So then, public place it was. Public place for sure.
If you did it with in high school when your parents were home, you had a ballsy boyfriend.
And also
I would sneak my boyfriend in the basement.
Do you know
when they were asleep?
My parents wouldn't even let me have a boy in my room unless my door was open.
My dad wouldn't either, but like I would sneak them in.
Oh my God. I never even
my one boyfriend I'd sneak in.
I never skipped school. I've never even I've never skipped class. I never snuck out of my parents' house. Like I was a goody-good.
Really?
Oh my God.
So you had like such a wild child.
I know. It's probably because I didn't do anything bad. So now I'm like, ooh, spicy.
Oh, you're not really getting in some of these guys' surveys.
Yes. Hey, is that the questions?
That's it.
Okay, great. Yeah. I mean, it's not very rapid, but I did okay.
It led into just conversations. Yeah, so, I mean, that survey one I was very intrigued with.
I don't know if I should have brought that up. But
the questions were meant to loosen you up, but based on the survey you sent out, I'm guessing you're already loose.
I actually had pretty good reviews, asshole. The Gorilla Grip was tight as Gorilla Glue, so fucking watch it.
Gorilla Glue?
Sorry, you just lined yourself up for that. I had to.
Yeah, really? Yeah, Jesus.
All right, Kiana, I'm gonna start things off. I want to know, when did you start in the industry and why? And then what positions have you worked and which ones were your favorite?
So I probably started, my first Stampede would have been 7 years ago this July. And I started because of you. You and I had a very close relationship from the get-go. From when I turned 18, I remember just walking in and you were right there. And I was like, hell yeah, this guy's sick. And then I, you know, became a compulsive partier. And I was there Wednesday through Saturday and any other day that we were open. And then I started hanging out with more of the staff and with you guys. And then I started working Stampede. So that was my first Stampede. I started as a beer tub girl. I had a sign on my beer tub that said tips for new tits. I still didn't get those. If you could see me right now, you would see why.
Tips weren't good.
You know what? I actually had people like, there was one time, I mean, that was 2013. Is that, 2013 or 2014?
So it was like when things were more loosey.
People had money. People were like coming and throwing around. People would walk by my beer tub and they'd be like, hey, you look pretty hot. Here's $100. Or they'd be like, hey, can I take a picture of you for $50? I'm like, great. Or they'd take a picture of me anyways. And
I'd be like, I'm getting there. I'm getting to the tits.
And I'm like, hey, I actually would like $50 for that photo anyway. So the money was a lot better. I honestly like working beer tub hustles, but it was great.
You're not the first girl to say that.
Actually pretty fun.
Like other girls have said beer tub was the place to be at.
You know what? It's because you didn't have to split your tips, I think. I think it was great because all the money that I made was like, if I was hustling, I was doing it. So I wasn't with a team. And if somebody else was slacking, I wasn't splitting it with them. So it was like, I was there, I was doing my own thing. I made pretty good money. I don't know how my sales were. That was a long time ago, but.
And you just basically have to dance all night.
And I do that anyways. Even from the grocery store, I do that anyways. Yeah. Michael Bublé.
And you get
on.
The best view of the concerts. You can actually watch them.
Yes,
yeah, you're
exactly.
Like on like a pedestal.
Yeah. No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
It's not enough for kids.
And then I've worked. Yeah. And then I've worked bottle service. I did bottle service after that. That was nice. The only thing that I don't like about that is if you have a shitty table, then you have to hang out with them all night, and you still have to schmooze, even though you want to like ring yourself in and like. Jump off the balcony of the Sky Suites. But it's still great because if you have a good table, then you're like hanging out with them all night. Mm-hmm. And it's super fun. It's a little more lax, which I liked. The hours are a lot shorter and the money can still be pretty good. Bartending is crazy. I love it. because you get to work with the team, which is really fun. So if the energy is really good.
You've had the unique opportunity to be on both the front lines of the music festival and the marketing side while working for Cowboys Music Festival. What did you like about both? And like, what are most memorable moments?
Oh, so I was so lucky and so grateful. And I tell everybody this, that you brought me on and kind of made this position for me to come in and join the marketing team. And being able to work both sides of it, I was very fortunate to do because I understood the cultures of both sides. So I knew all the staff at the bar, but then I could go to the office and I knew everybody there, but then we're planning events and we're doing all these things. And I can kind of collide it in because I know what the people want. I know what the staff want and I know where the office is coming from. So I get all of these different points of view that I can kind of apply. I liked them both, but for different reasons. I think I liked them both equally. I love the staff on both sides. They were both family and everybody, like, whether I was having the shittiest day of my entire life, I just went into work and it was like, okay, no, this is gonna be the best day of your life. And everybody's just there making sure that you're just happy. And like, there's just no bad days. There's obviously, you know, we drank a lot, which probably helped, but that's probably why. But my most memorable moment,
yeah,
I'd probably say from like the 365, like being in the bar was just like being with everybody and just laughing. I just remember so many times, Kaylis, obviously, you know, we were all fucking wasted all the time. We drink before work and then during and then after. And I know you knew, but I know that I was okay. When the rules got stricter, I didn't anymore. But before, like when everybody was doing it, I was like, yeah. But I never really got like white girl where there was an issue. Like I wasn't falling over. I was just a little more.
You just fell over at your goodbye party.
Oh yeah, I did fall.
I have.
Oh my God. Austin did pick me up off the side of the dance floor when I was 18 years old. I went 2 months after my 18th birthday and I fell off the speaker and I dislocated my shoulder and he wheeled me out in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And that's how we became really good friends.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then I think this goes into the next question, actually, the most memorable moments about head office.
Yeah. So like, let's talk about the party, because we started in head office, I think, the same way.
Yes, like, it was within the first.
You thought, like, I took your job. I remember that because you ran into my aunt.
Oh, I ran into your aunt. I was like, yeah. Oh my God, they're not going to hire me. This girl took my job.
My aunt's like, oh, my niece works at Penny Lane. She's just starting in this new position. And she's like, she has my job. But they were both there. And you're like, oh. And then so we got the unique opportunity to go to the Chuck Wagon auction, like every year we go. And we had no idea what I was like, what the hell is this thing?
All I knew is that it was like, this is the craziest shit ever. And I'm like, oh yeah, Chuck Wagon auction. Like they're auctioning off the tarps for the top of the Chuck Wagons for the Stampede.
And you choose your racer. Like
it's like a video game kind of. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, they kind of like stand there. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, now that I think of it. Mm-hmm. But it was a very unique opportunity because we've both never been.
Oh yeah. And especially with the group of people.
This was the first, like, I think this was it's always in March. This was the first workout in like, office out.
Yes. And we didn't even start at the office yet. I don't think I didn't, this was before or, oh no, sorry. No, we were at the office then. Yeah.
We just started. It was the first one we attended to attended with the whole team.
Yeah.
Like the marketing team for Cowboys. I was there cause Paul was there. And then we went to, where did we go, that Chinese restaurant?
We went to Regency Palace in Chinatown. And I remember, so this tarp auction was all you can drink. I don't know if that's the way that it's run or if we just had an unlimited amount of money to get drunk. But I think
your team took care of the drinks.
I was under the impression that it was all you can drink. So, I mean, there was no shortage of all of us drinking all that we could. So then afterwards, we go to Regency Palace. It's this buffet restaurant generally, but we've got put in this private room and we're sitting on the table. There's a Lazy Susan in the middle of the table. I know there's like, 10 of us? We're sitting on this table and we start eating, drinking, just getting absolutely annihilated. And I remember my boss was on the chair dancing and screaming. So I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm going to do this too. We put all the food and we put all the bottles of booze, no lids, on the Lazy Susan, and we start whipping it around. So we're whipping these bottles of booze all around. All the food spraying off the table. We're dancing on the chairs, dancing on the tables, screaming. Everyone in the restaurant's like, what the fuck's going on? Because the door wasn't closed and there's just booze all over the place. And I was like, this is where I'm working. Okay, this is pretty fucked up, but it was like, okay, we definitely are going to work our asses off because if we play this hard, we're going to have to work just as hard. And I'm like, I'm so okay with this.
I had no idea. I came into that night. I just got so drunk. I fell asleep with a face mask, like a black charcoal face mask on my face. It was so painful to get up the next morning.
That was good. And I got these friends for life. I got these people in my life that you guys are stuck with me. I don't know if you think the same about me, but you guys are fucking stuck with me. So my apologies.
If you like what you're hearing, please don't forget to give us a like or favorite and a 5-star review on your favorite streaming platform. It helps us out a ton and gives us better access to producing more great podcasts for our listeners. While you're at it, make sure to check out our Instagram at Last Call Confessions and give us a follow for all the up-to-date info on the podcast.
Kiana, throughout your travels and your time in the industry, what celebrities have you met and do any stand out to you?
You know what? I've met everybody from like people on The Bachelor to classic rock artists to country artists to rap artists to DJs, like everything. And the only person that I actually fangirled over was the Yodel Boy. And
I knew that was coming.
I remember Scarlett looking at me and she's like, "Are you okay? He's 11 years old." And I'm like, "I don't know why I'm freaking out." I'm like, "I literally have met and like hung out with some of like the biggest names in music. And I'm sitting here freaking out over an 11-year-old who got famous from singing in Walmart. That doesn't make sense." And for some reason, I just couldn't get over it. And I was so obsessed with him for that whole 6 months that we were like talking about it. I literally lost my fucking mind. I almost started crying.
Yeah, I was standing behind you. We were like getting our pictures taken with him.
It was
embarrassing. And you were like about to shit yourself. So you've got to experience traveling all over Europe and other places. What has been your favorite and why?
I'm glad that I did this, but I'm also very sad. I left Cowboys in 2018 and yeah. I moved overseas with my ex-boyfriend because he worked over in Germany. So I was like, this is an opportunity I'm never going to get again. And I know looking back, 40-year-old Kiana is going to be like, shit, I wish I went and took this opportunity because you never know. It could be the love of your life. Now I'm like, okay, fuck that. I mean, you know, it was great. And I'm glad I got to experience that. We had a lot of happy times, you know, he was great for the time being, but we outgrew each other, unfortunately, as you do when you're 23 years old. And I traveled a lot and it was awesome. I've been all over Europe. My family actually lives in Switzerland, so I've done Europe a lot before that as well. I've traveled everywhere. I haven't done Asia or Australia. My favorite place probably was Lisbon or Prague. I loved those cities. It did help that Prague was 3 hours away from where I was living, so I would go and bum around there for a long time. And it's crazy because my best friend in the whole world, we met through Cowboys. Mm-hmm. We met because we took a private jet. We went to Kelowna for the night.
Oh, I remember you guys showing up. I was like,
and we went to surprise everybody. And the girl that I was with, her name's Vari, she's my best friend in the whole world. And while I was living in Germany, she was actually there as well, an hour and a half away from me doing school there. So it was perfect. We lived over there and we just kind of bummed around and it was nice having somebody over there that you knew, especially with the time change and stuff. But she's my best buddy and we met through Cowboys too, actually.
I feel like there's like a lot of like Cowboys friendship love stories.
Yeah. Lots.
Yeah. Lots.
I do have a quick geography question though, with Lisbon. So if you moved to Lisbon and you stayed there, would you then have to identify as a lesbian?
I do munch some carpet once in a while. I'm just kidding.
Did you send the clothes? No, it's an actual question. It's like, do people who live in Lisbon known as lesbians?
Honestly, that's going to be something that I add on my next survey, I think.
I'm going to have to Google that. I want to know.
Do you send your survey to me? Not like, I just want to see what it says.
Yeah, well, I could do that. I'll do that later date. For sure.
Oh.
Okay, so since leaving the hospitality industry, you have bumped up your influencer game on social media drastically. Now, how has the transition been, and is the lifestyle of an influencer much different than the hospitality life?
Okay, I don't know if I would say I'm an influencer. Have I been social media forward? Yes. I feel like I'm not like one of those super hot, cool influencers because like it'll be like a nice pic of me on the beach. I'm like, I could totally milk this for likes. And I'm like, no, fuck it. I'm going to post a picture of me with a double chin falling on the sand or getting dummied by like a huge fucking wave. So I'm like, I feel like that shit's more my vibe. I don't know if people love it. I don't really care. It's definitely fun. I mean, you still meet some cool people. I think the only thing about it is people, it's very deceptive. So I don't think that people really take you for who you are. And I know that people have told me that seeing me on the internet, they're like, oh my God, I thought you were going to be a lunatic. Cause you know, it's very deceptive on kind of who I am and my character. Whereas the industry, it's very cut the shit because right away, everything's pretty transparent. Mm-hmm. Everything's like, this is how I am. I mean, yeah, you can entertain people to an extent. However, it's easier to kind of get to know your personality, but online it's tough. And you know, people have this idea about you and they're not willing to give you the time of day, or they have this prejudgment in their head kind of how you're going to be. But that's my favorite thing in the world, is having a conversation with somebody and just sitting them down and be like, yo, I'm human. And they're like, holy shit, I didn't think you're going to be like this. It just takes longer to get to that point. Influencing, if you want to say, I don't know if that's it, but it takes a little longer, but they're similar in certain ways. You meet a lot of cool people, but it's just definitely more superficial online than it is in real life at a bar. Yeah,
and you pretty much nailed my next question, where I was going to say that, you know, you don't influence quite the way that other people do. You do post those photos of you getting slammed by waves and being over the top and everything. So I was going to ask, like, why do you decide to go that way? But you pretty much nailed it. You're just showing off your personality and the true who you are. So that's pretty cool.
I think it's too, with people, it's so cliche to say, but everybody's wants to be someone that they're not. And I made a New Year's resolution to myself a couple of years ago. I'm not huge on resolutions, but I just said, this platform is who I am and it presents what I'm about. I mean, it's not like you're going to get a full Kiana experience all on a page scrolling through Instagram, but there is something about being transparent and allowing people to feel comfortable and getting to know you. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just being silly and allowing people to just kind of be stress-free coming into a situation and not threatened. And I know as a girl, especially, a lot of girls are threatened by certain situations. So I just want people to feel comfortable and know that I'm human and you're human. And if we all died tomorrow, would you be happy with everything that you've done? So why not just laugh your fucking ass off and love your friends and your family and love what you do?
Sure.
That's a really good way to put it.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. So,
dear Last Call Confessions, this one night when I was out partying, well, you get the idea. If you're listening and thinking to yourself that you have some crazy stories you would love to share, make sure to send us a DM at Last Call Confessions on Instagram. And your story could be featured on our new Dear Last Call Confessions segment in an upcoming episode. If you know your story needs to be heard but would rather not take the credit, don't worry. We're fine with keeping it anonymous too.
If you were at a club, whatever. Club opens back up.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't even know if a guy came up to me, I wouldn't even know how to talk to them. But when the day comes, it'll come for you. I wanted to open a conversation with you. What are some sure ways for him to be successful?
Okay. You know what? This is so funny because I actually came up with this not too long ago.
Is it on your survey?
No. I said to my mom, I'm like, okay, I was thinking of a couple new pickup lines. So, I mean, you could totally reverse this as a guy. I mean, this would work for me because he'd come up and he'd be like, so like such classic comedy that I'd be like, this is hilarious. But I'd go up to somebody. I know it's kind of opposite questions, but I go up to somebody and be like, hey, do you want to be my potential offspring developer?
What?
Like, you know, and I'm like, that's so fucking weird. But if a guy was like, hey, let me develop your potential offspring, I'd be like, fuck yes, let's go. Let's make the sex. You're a classic comedian. Hell yeah, I'm in.
That's all it takes.
And then if you did the worm, I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, baby.
So you are a pickup line girl then?
I mean, yeah, but it can't be like, hey, you want to go have a drink? I'm like, okay, I'm good. I'm like, I can
you
get
want,
my own.
You want to have their offspring.
I would like to.
You don't eventually. Want the drink. You want the offspring.
Well, if it's like a beer and clam, maybe I'm like, yeah. Can beer you?
Clam?
Yeah. Oh. If you came up to me, I was like, I got a beer and clam. Do you want to go let there's me develop so many- your prevent- potential offspring? I'd be like, yes.
Go.
Anyways, yeah. That's
all right. So beer and clam, that's what it takes.
Oh, no. And offspring. And offspring.
And potential offspring.
And being ready to develop offspring.
Yes, potential offspring developers, hit me up.
You want babies? Like, you want a family?
Duh.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay. I don't want to hear it.
Okay, so once that beer and clam was purchased and the pickup line dropped, describe what a guy would need to do to sweep you off your feet. And then how has COVID changed that for you?
Honestly, my biggest thing is I think that there can be a million good looking people, and I've learned this in the industry. They come and go all the time. But I think long term, if you're sitting down next to a dude and you really think about it, you're 80 years old, you're sitting on your porch doing whatever the fuck you're doing, drinking or whatever you're drinking, and you just are communicating. And if he has absolutely no comedic ability, that would totally just scratch his name right off the list.
You want somebody who can make you laugh.
Somebody who's funny, and you know, we're all gonna get ugly one day. And if he has no intellectual ability as well, then it's just like, hey, what are we gonna talk about? You're gonna be disgusting. Your balls are gonna sag. I'm gonna look like a dirty broom. Like, let's laugh about it. So I think it's, the looks are great. I mean, but I think somebody who can challenge me on an intellectual level and keep me laughing and just be silly with me, I think that's something important.
I'm a strong believer that you need to be smart to be funny. You have to have a wide array of knowledge around subjects to be able to make fun of them. Totally. So yeah, I agree that I think you don't usually find comedians who aren't smart.
I agree.
So, but you can find lots of smart people who aren't comedians.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're so boring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. But the COVID life, it's definitely changed it. I'm not on any online dating apps. I just don't like the repeat conversations. I don't love it. I've kind of rekindled things with people that I know already, which is kind of kicking me in the ass a little bit, but also kind of nice to know them on a deeper level. But I think everybody's either like coming together with really random people through COVID, or they're kind of like separating and they're just losing their shit with whoever they're with, or they're fornicating and popping out a shit ton of kids.
Like, I'm sure. And you want to be on that page?
No, not yet. Okay. I want to find my old saggy, bald, wrinkly mop friend first.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. So speaking of COVID, how has the social distance life been for you?
I mean, I am pretty social. It's been super fucking hard. And I mean, everybody can relate to that. I think normally life's worries and problems probably don't stress on you that hard. I think taking everything into consideration, people losing their jobs, distancing from friends and family, not being able to meet new people, I think everybody's kind of on the same page. It's been tough for me for sure. I mean, I'd be stupid not to say that and not to admit to that, but it's been probably the darkest of my days, my whole entire life. But it's definitely been the most eye-opening as well. I love sitting in my bed, eating a bowl of pasta and just being a fat piece of shit, literally more than anything in the entire world. I have appreciated my alone time so much more, and I'm content with it now. Whereas before, I'm always busy. I always want to be doing something.
You're like worried about missing out.
Yeah. Like, and I knew it was going to go on anyways, but I just wanted to be there for my friends. And I wanted to make sure my friends were having a good time because I have the energy to like kind of translate that to them. And now I've just had to figure out other ways to do that, make sure to check in on my friends and my family. And most importantly, I've really learned that now I need to check in on myself, and that half an hour a day can really change my day and change my outlook on my life. And that's something that's been hard for me to learn, but I'm honestly pretty grateful that this has happened, not for a lot of reasons, but internally it's been something that's helped out a lot.
Yeah. Absolutely. So yep. Any last stories you want to leave us with?
Oh God.
And where can people find you on social media?
My social media is Real Kiana Reeves. Real Kiana Reeves. And no, that's not my last name, and everybody thinks it is. It's actually Hazen Bowler. It's just a joke on Kiana Reeves. I'm so thankful that you guys, I was part of this lifestyle with you guys. I think there's not a lot of things that you can teach people to do, and one of them is to be good with people. And I know without a doubt in my mind, my family says this to me all the time. They're like, how are you good with people? We don't understand how you're so personable and moldable in all these situations. And I honestly think it has a lot to do with working with cowboys, allowing myself to brush off difficult situations when somebody is kind of being a dick or whatever. And, you know, it kind of got rid of a sensitivity to me as well for things that just, is this really going to make me lose sleep? Is this really going to affect how I wake up in the morning? It's just kind of made me a little bit stronger and appreciate a lot of people for a lot of different things, and to treat people, whether it's a janitor or a CEO, with the utmost respect, because you never know what somebody's going through, where they're going to be, or who they are and what they need. And I think that this is probably the best thing that's happened to me over almost the last 7 years that I've known all of you guys. It's been the best 7 years with a lot of ups and downs, but it's been amazing.
Yeah. You just got to experience a ton of things.
And— oh God. It's the craziest lifestyle ever. I've lived such a cool life. I'm so fortunate for all my experiences. A lot of it does lead back to you guys. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Well, I shouldn't say I was in the same boat as you.
Girl, we just got here. We just started this
shit. I'm actually new.
Yeah. It was 3 years ago that I started at head office.
Hot office.
Yeah, my speech impediment's coming back.
Hot and dynamic.
Hot office. Yeah, 3 years. Holy shit. Cool.
It's been a whole 3 years.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Last Call Confessions. It would mean the world to us if you could make sure to give us a 5-star rating and a review on your favorite podcast streaming platform, as well as give our Instagram page at Last Call Confessions a follow. Don't forget, if you have a great party story you know we need to hear, make sure to DM us for the chance to have your story featured on an upcoming episode.